Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Today, we are going to tackle a challenge that many leaders face, and that is navigating professional relationships with colleagues when you don't always see eye to eye. Specifically, we're going to discuss some strategies for effectively working with a building administrator in your district with whom you might have differing perspectives. This, of course, can be a tricky dynamic, but with the right approach, we can foster productive collaboration and ensure student success remains at the forefront. So let's explore constructive ways to work with a building administrator in your district when your viewpoints diverge. The first crucial step here is to prioritize understanding their perspective. Before reacting to a different opinion or decision, make a genuine effort to understand the other administrator's rationale, their priorities, and maybe any constraints that they may be operating under. Ask some open-ended questions and actively listen to their responses. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but rather we're trying to gain clarity. Secondly, focus on identifying some common ground and some shared goals. While we may disagree on the how, we'd likely share the overarching goal of student success and school improvement. Frame your conversation around these common objectives. For example, instead of arguing against a specific policy, we might say we both want to improve student literacy rates. How might this approach impact the methods our teachers are currently finding effective? Just remember to communicate respectfully and professionally at all times. Even when expressing disagreement, maintaining a tone of respect and professionalism is going to be paramount. Avoid personal attacks or even assumptions about their intentions. Stick to the facts and focus on the impact of decisions on students and staff. Another effective strategy is to propose solutions, not just problems. If you disagree with the proposed course of action, come to the table with well-thought-out alternatives that address the same underlying need or problem. Be prepared to present data or evidence to support your suggestions. I can remember a time in a situation where I just absolutely disagreed with a new district-wide assessment policy. Instead of simply complaining about it, I compiled data on our current successful assessment practices and presented a modified proposal to my administrative team. I just tried to demonstrate how it could achieve the district's goals while better suiting our school's context, and it eventually led to a productive compromise. Finally here, also know when to choose your battles and when to defer. My U.S. Marine father-in-law always said to me, "Adam, you need to decide if that is a hill worth dying on." Now, while his hill and my hill were obviously very different when it comes to that actual end result, his point was clear. Not every disagreement requires an extended debate. Discern which issues are critical to your school's mission and student well-being and which ones are less impactful. Sometimes deferring to a district administrator's decision, even when we disagree, it can help build goodwill for when a truly crucial issue arises down the road. Okay, to recap, navigating professional disagreements with a district administrator or another administrator effectively is going to involve understanding their perspective, finding common ground, communicating respectfully, proposing solutions, and strategically choosing our battles. The goal isn't to win an argument, but to foster a productive working relationship that ultimately benefits our students and our schools. Remember, even with differing viewpoints, strong leaders find ways to collaborate for the greater good. It's like two architects designing different parts of the same building. They might have distinct styles, but they must work together to ensure the entire structure is sound and functional. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.